Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Another missile launch by North Korea. It was an unidentified ballistic missile that landed in the Sea of Japan. Chief Japanese Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga said the missile did not land in Japanese territorial water. And there was no immediate confirmation of the launch from the North, which meant largely it warned that it was ready to test its first international intercontinental ballistic missile. At the time of the North's missile launch, President Trump was dining near his vacation home in the state of Florida with visiting Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. White House officials said they were aware of the missile launch and were closely monitoring the situation. Two leaders have been mixing business with pleasure during a multi-day summit, a day after Mr. Trump declared at the White House an alliance between the two countries is a cornerstone of peace in the East Asia area. President Trump and Prime Minister Abe played golf at the Trump National Golf Course. And Mr. Trump used his weekly broadcast to the nation to remind Americans he will not allow the country's immigration system to be used as a tool to advance the cause of foreign terrorists.
My administration is committed to your security, which is why we will continue to fight to take all necessary and legal action to keep terrorists, radical and dangerous extremists, from ever entering our country.
President Trump also said he met last week with sheriffs and police chiefs from around the country and pledged that he and his attorney general would support them in the fight against criminal threats. This is VOA News. Turkish-backed Syrian rebels have pushed into the Islamic stronghold of al-Bab in northern Syria as nearby Syrian government forces backed by Russia halted their advance at a contact line drawn to keep the rival forces apart. Witnesses reported fierce fighting at al-Bab, located 40 kilometers south of the Turkish border, but there were no immediate reports of casualties. Iraq's mercurial Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr urged his supporters to suspend a demonstration near Baghdad's Green Zone after violent clashes left several dead and hundreds more wounded. Edward Uranian reporting now from the VOA Middle East Bureau.
Iraqi security forces fired tear gas at supporters of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr after reports they were trying to advance in the direction of the iconic Green Zone, where government institutions, including parliament and the prime minister's office, are located. In later skirmishes, live ammunition reportedly was used, although it was not clear who was doing the firing. Baghdad Governor Ali al-Tamimi said in a statement that four people were killed and 320 wounded in the clashes that ensued as protesters dispersed following a call by Sadr to pull back. Baghdad Security Operations Command also reported that one of its men was killed and seven wounded. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Turkish court has formally charged an Uzbek man with murdering 39 people, wounding scores of others, and a New Year's Day shooting rampage at an Istanbul nightclub. Thousands of anti-government demonstrators gathered outside the government offices in Bucharest, Romania, to protest against government efforts to ease penalties for corrupt officials. This man said he had been out there every day.
I'm here tonight because I care about this country. I'm here tonight because I want the fight against corruption to continue in this country. I don't want laws for criminals, right? I don't want that the people that run our country can steal or can abuse.
Hundreds have protested outside the presidential palace against the president, whom they blame for the political crisis, and called for his resignation. United States immigration authorities arrested hundreds of immigrants living in the U.S. illegally. It happened in raids across the country. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.